9 brings you the old-time radio program, the Wild Boar News Podcast from sunny South Florida. Welcome, I'm Dr. Matthew McMahon. Thanksgiving is a holiday that presses us to remember for those things which we are thankful. No doubt thankfulness really cannot begin anywhere but at the house of God, for only the remnant knows what saving grace is and what it means, and that they ought to be thankful for Christ's work. In such real-life circumstances of not simply sitting back in our recliners sipping our favorite drink do we recall Christ's providence over our lives, but pilgrims of this country's foundation praise God in extreme hardships. They did not have Grandma's pumpkin pie, chocolates from Godiva, and Purdue's 25-pound Thanksgiving turkey ready to go at the nearest grocery store. Rather, they were thankful for sustenance, help, and survival, and the meager necessities of having a roof over their head. One proclamation of this day took place in 1789 and went like this. I quote, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness, now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of his providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he has been pleased to confer upon us. And also that we may unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplication to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness to us, and to bless them with good governments, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows best, given under my hand at the city of New York, the 3rd day of October, 1789. Thus, George Washington. More later. This is Dr. Matthew McMahon signing off.
Good night then, until this same time next week.